If your business is not growing, despite you showing up and putting in the work, this video might be one of the most important videos you watch all year. What I'm about to share with you is an incredibly simple but super powerful scaling framework that will give you clarity on exactly what might not be fully dialed in your business and what to focus on to bring more revenue and clients in the door. It's gonna be super useful. This is something I learned from a mentor of mine, Shoshana Raven, and it just changed my life because it simplified the journey of scaling. I mentor so many entrepreneurs who tell me, Jason, scaling, growing my business feels overwhelming. There's a million different things to focus on. I feel like every single day I show up in my business and I've got this to-do list with like 300 things on it. Where do I focus? What's not working? When I'm not attracting the clients I want, why? And this can be a challenging thing to figure out as an entrepreneur. This framework simplifies that. It makes it so much easier to figure out where to focus on first. And that's what we're going to dive into in this video today. Now, if you're new to my world, it's great to meet you. My name is Jason Moss. I'm a business mentor, and I help established entrepreneurs grow and scale businesses by integrating grounded strategy with inner work. So your business grows in a way that feels more aligned, more easeful, and more like you. And this framework is one tool that I use with clients to help me do that. So let's go ahead and dive in here. I call this the five pillars of profitability. And the way I want you to think of this is, you know, oftentimes in business, we talk about funnels, this idea that there's a journey that someone takes from just getting to know you or just encountering you for the first time online to becoming a paying client, to renewing or becoming an advocate who introduces other people in your business. And these pillars, you can think of them as a journey. And so while I'm going through this, I want you to ask yourself, which of these pillars am I doing well? And which are the pillars that I need more focus or attention on in my business today? So five pillars of profitability. These are like the foundations or the building blocks to success in any business. The first, visibility. Very simply put, visibility is we need a way to bring new people into your world. Every business starts with a stranger meeting you for the first time, whether it's through an ad or through a piece of YouTube content like this, or whether it's through a networking event, or whether it's through an Instagram reel. There's some moment in your business where you've basically created a channel for visibility, for new people to come into your world. And if we don't have this dialed in your business, what happens? It's like you're speaking to the same room of people every single day. You might have a group of Instagram followers or a Facebook profile or maybe even an email list, but it's like you're talking to the same room of people every single day because you don't have that visibility strategy in place to grow and introduce new people to the work that you do. So visibility is what are you doing today to make it so that more people know about you today than knew about you yesterday? Most important and foundational step, that's why it's number one in any business. It's the first part of the journey that someone takes to getting to know you. So lots of different ways we can do this in business. The three core, you may have heard this, build, buy, or borrow. Three different ways we can do this in a business. Build essentially is you building your own platform, maybe a social media profile or something like that, YouTube channel. Where basically you're creating content or you're doing outreach or you're using your own platform and channel to bring new people into your world. Super great strategy. I've used that for years. My first real coaching business online that I scaled to six figures was built off the back of a YouTube channel. So this still works today. It's a great strategy and it's often where people start. Buy is using paid traffic to basically arbitrage your money and trade it for attention. So, you know, we run ads every single month in our business where we're basically getting in front of cold traffic through like a lead magnet funnel or a challenge funnel or something like that to bring new people into our world. It's a big part of what we teach people how to do inside of our programs. Buy is a great strategy and it's great for established entrepreneurs who really want to scale and grow. And then borrow is you getting in front of other people's audiences who have your ideal clients in them. So getting on other people's podcasts, for example, or maybe doing a guest joint live on Instagram or something like that. Lots of different ways we can do this in a business, but it's a great strategy, particularly for folks who already have their own established platform And, you know, you can offer trades and things like that. Maybe you get in front of their audience and they get in front of yours, or even, you know, paying for things like this can work really well. So there's lots of different approaches here, but ultimately for visibility, it comes down to build, buy, or borrow. Which are you going to use? Most established businesses, when I mentor folks who are really growing and scaling, we're using a combination of all of these things. So they all work. And the key is, you know, when you're growing, it's diversify. When you're early on, it's, can we find one that's working and really like lock that in before we add too many things on your plate? So visibility, what are you doing in your business today to bring new people into your world? How are you making it so that more new people in your niche know about you today than know about you yesterday? If you don't have a good answer to that question right now, this is your biggest gap. And this is your biggest opportunity, because ultimately everything else we're going to talk about in the four remaining pillars really rests on that. You could have a great offer, but if you don't have new people to sell it to, it doesn't really matter. You could have the best nurture strategy in the world. You could be sending amazing emails. And I talk to entrepreneurs quite often who are doing this. You know, they've got great nurture going. They're showing up on their Instagram stories. They're building trust and great relationships with people who already know them. But because they don't have that visibility strategy in place, it's like, again, they're speaking to the same room of people every single day. So visibility is really where it all starts. But that's not enough. It's just the first of these five pillars, excuse me. So then we move on to step two, or the second pillar of profitability, which is nurture. I like to think about marketing like dating. And just like in the dating world, and I've been with Kimberly for 6 years now, so it's like I have to think back to how it was when I used to go out on dates when I was living in Los Angeles. But, you know, you go out on the apps, visibility, right? You maybe meet someone and then you go out on a first date and you get to know them, and you wouldn't, you know, end up marrying them on the first date. You go out on a second date. Maybe you go out on a third date. There's this courtship journey of getting to know someone, building trust, of kind of sensing into, like, do we share values? Is there alignment here? And just like that happens in dating, it also happens in marketing. So most people in online business, or just in business in general, they try to shortcut this process. They're like, hey, if I can just show up, I can run a bunch of ads to a VSL and then maybe send people to like a sales call or something like that, then that's going to be really simple and easy. Not to say that can't work, but ultimately you're missing out on a massive chunk of your audience who may not be ready to buy on day one. But if you can just build that relationship and trust and connection with them over time, they may be ready to buy down the line. So nurture is really the journey and the process of doing that. And the question is, what are you doing in your business today to actually make this happen? Ultimately, we can do this through content and conversations. And both can work really well. Content's great because it's leverage, sending emails to your list, showing up on Instagram stories, doing lives, creating content like this, which is a great piece of nurture content for people who are already in my world. Conversations, having those one-to-one connections with people, commenting on people's social media accounts. People think like social media is like a one-way street. I'm like, no, it's used best when there's really like a two-way conversation, intimacy, connectedness. You know, having those conversations and layering those on top of what you're already doing can be such a great way to really speed the journey up of nurturing people and bringing them into your world in a way that's going to warm them up much faster over time. So nurture is a big, important piece of this. And there's also really an art and science to the right messaging behind doing this well. We have a framework I teach inside all of my programs, inside my mastermind, called belief-based messaging. And this really outlines the entire journey that you need to take someone through in your content, as well as how to actually do that. I'm not going to go into that today, but it's an incredibly powerful framework. And the key here is to understand that this is not just about you showing up and creating random content. There's a real arc to the journey that someone takes nurturing. And we need to connect them to a specific set of beliefs in order for them to move closer and closer to wanting to buy from you. So nurture is really the journey that you're taking in your business to do that. You might ask yourself right now, do I have a solid nurture process in place? Are there things that I'm doing in my business on a daily basis to warm people up who are already in my world? And if not, can I fix that? A great new client of ours just joined our collective mastermind, and fascinating example of this, because she's you know, spending all this money on paid traffic every single day. And she's got a pretty dialed in lead magnet funnel. We're working on optimizing it, but she's bringing new people into her world every single day. And she has a 2-week email sequence that basically tries to sell them. And she's a graphic web designer. And if they don't buy from her after 2 weeks, I'm like, well, what happens after 2 weeks? She's like, nothing. And I'm like, okay, here's the interesting thing. I actually ran an analysis on this in our business a while back because I was really curious. I was like, how long do people actually take to buy from me? And what I found was that 53% of people bought within 30 days of joining our email list. The rest, the other 47%, bought over the next year and even longer in many cases. So if you don't have a solid process in place that's working, nurture people in your business, you're likely missing out on half or more of the potential revenue that you could be making. Kind of nuts to think about that, right? So this is what nurture is, ultimately, warming people up. Warming people up is great. But that leads us to the third of these pillars of profitability, which is conversion. Conversion is the moment when someone in your audience actually becomes a buyer. And this is super important too, because a lot of people are great at nurture. And this is, I'll raise my hand and say, this is one of the things that over the years I've had to work on the most, because I love nurture. I'm actually quite good at visibility too, but I tend to underinvest in conversion. And so what I've done over the years is I'll pour lots and lots and lots of love into my audience. I'll share all sorts of free content, but I will under-engineer the moment where someone actually has the opportunity to book a call. I will not make enough invitations in my business. And I see this a lot in entrepreneurs that I work with too. It's like I go on their social media accounts and they're creating great content and it's like amazing stuff, but I have to hunt to even find out that they have a business or offers. It's so buried. They're not actively making invitations, talking about their method and process and how they help people and really clearly inviting people to that next step, as well as being able to move through what are the objections and the things that are holding someone back from being able to take that next step. Can I talk about those things? Can I help someone reframe those things? And can I create a moment where someone feels ready to say yes, and there's a real compelling why now? And sometimes that's internal. Sometimes it's external through, you know, a deadline or through scarcity or through urgency. Like, these are really important things to actually create in a business. And most people are underdoing this because they're afraid of coming off as salesy or they don't want to be pushy. When in reality, it's like the people you're selling to can't wait to hear your next offer. You run a business. It's like, of course, your job is to sell. So conversion is really where that happens. And your question for you would be, are you doing this? And are you doing this enough in your business? Are you creating enough of these moments where your audience has the opportunity to take that next step? And if not, why? Oftentimes this is mindset stuff, which is why I'm such a big fan of doing the inner work with clients inside of our collective mastermind and some of the other spaces I operate. Because, you know, most people, it's like, they know what to do. They know what to do. Why are they not doing it? Sometimes it's because they don't have the strategy. Sometimes. Oftentimes it's because there's some internal blocks that are in the way. You might feel like selling is a take. You might feel like it's taking advantage of people. You might feel like if you sell too much, you're going to annoy people. These are super common blocks that come up. And so inside of our mentorship containers, I'm doing that deeper work with you and helping you really overcome those and shift them and shift your relationship with sales. So it starts to feel like a lot of fun and you start doing it a lot more and you make a lot more money as a result when you do that. So conversion is really that moment, right? That moment where your audience becomes a buyer. Super, super important. All right, let's move on. The fourth of these five pillars of profitability is delivery. Delivery is what happens once someone signs up. How do you actually co-create that transformation with them? someone buys from you, the journey just begins. And this is your coaching program, your group program, your mastermind, your one-on-one, your course, your whatever, however you deliver the transformation, your AI app. There's so many different mediums through which you might deliver, but the question is, how are you doing it? And having the right delivery mechanism for the specific stage that you're at in business is really important. I see a lot of coaches, consultants, service-based business owners who end up boxing themselves in because they have a delivery model that doesn't make sense for either where they are or where they're going. I see a lot of folks who are earlier on in their business who are jumping to launching courses, group programs, things that are great when you have a big audience and you have, you know, a lot of lead flow, but ultimately earlier on in your business doesn't make any sense. And so you'll launch a group program and you might have like one really good launch, but if your marketing process isn't properly feeding you with enough leads, what happens? You have one really great launch and then 3 months down the line, it's like, no one can buy. I can't find people because I've exhausted all the demand in my current audience. So having this offer that's mismatched for the specific stage that you're at in business is something I see quite a lot. On the other hand, I see, you know, entrepreneurs, and I work with entrepreneurs who are scaling and growing, but their delivery model is non-leveraged. I had a conversation with an entrepreneur the other day. She's like, I'm on like 8-9 hours of calls a day because I'm doing all this one-to-one. And she was doing okay. She was making like 20 to 30K a month, but she wanted to scale and grow. And I'm like, well, there are only so many one-to-one clients that you can serve at that level. So being able to go from one-to-one to one-to-many and effectively navigate that transition, because it can be a challenging one to make, is key when it comes to actually being able to grow a business. And I mean, there's a lot to this. Most of it, to be very honest, is mindset, but there's also a strategic component to this and being able to operate this shift in the right way so that, you know, your current clients aren't disappointed. You ended up, you know, creating a bunch of bad will with people, but it becomes something that can really unlock that next level of growth. I mean, when I made this change in my business as a business coach, you know, the first year of my business, I was doing one-to-one, and then we ended up moving to one-to-many. And it was a transition, but I mean, it took me from maybe around six figures to $500,000 years. So this can unlock a lot of growth and scale for you, and having the right delivery model mechanism in place to be able to actually deliver the result in a really great way, while also protecting your time and allowing you to create more leverage around what you do. Super, super important. So that moves us to number five, which I would say is continuity. And this is a big word for folks, particularly in 2026. And I want you to be thinking a lot about this. This is the thing that is often like the thing that most entrepreneurs miss. And it's something that is not super relevant if you're in the earlier stages of your business. But when you're really growing, you know, most entrepreneurs focus a lot of energy up here. Their focus is visibility, visibility, visibility. How do we get more leads? How do we get more leads? How do we get more leads? And at a certain stage in business, that makes a lot of sense. But ultimately, if you really have a business that's scaling and growing, the question is not how do we just bring new people in the door every day? That's part of the answer. But how do we actually extend the relationships that we have with our existing clients? Great example, you know, the woman that I was just talking about earlier, who had that web design branding agency business. She basically has a business where people come in the door, she pays all this money to acquire them on Meta ads. And then once she sells to them, it's a 9-week package, there's no real continuity offer on the back end. I'm like, well, you're paying all this money to acquire these people. Why don't you offer like a recurring monthly retainer for like ongoing website updates and for social media, graphic redesign? How can you deepen the existing relationships that you have? So this could look like upsells, cross sells, or some kind of, you know, recurring backend or something like that. The question is, someone works with you, they have a great experience, what's next? When I look at what has been most effective in our business today for doing this, oftentimes I look at our, you know, one-to-one clients or the mastermind clients that I work with, it's just texting them and being like, hey, I have this thing, I think it could really help you on a deeper level. Or how about you fly out for a day and we can spend a day together and do some deeper work here in Boulder? Or, you know, it's just being able to actually pitch people who've already bought from you. It's such a simple thing. And sometimes these can be custom offers and things that you design just like on the fly for someone. Sometimes it's like another container, another program. Sometimes it's some kind of recurring type thing, like the web design example that I just talked about, but having some way of continuing that relationship. And what happens, you do this over time. I would also add on top of this, I would say affiliate or advocacy. Being able to actually create that viral flywheel in your business where people are actually referring other people to come in and join you. Great example of this, we just ran this sold out challenge, which was a 3-week live challenge on selling your heart out, basically to make more sales in your business and to shift your relationship with sales. We had 234 people sign up. I think it was a $22 paid challenge, and 33, I think, percent. I don't have those numbers exact, but it was around a third of people were actually affiliate referrals. And so the way that we did this in our live event was basically people signed up and we had this really cool leaderboard with prizes that people would win. And the prizes were basically given out to people who made the most invitations throughout the challenge. So it was all about getting you in the flow of actually selling more. And so we had this basically set up so that there was this live leaderboard that would show how many invitations people made. And what I did was I said, cool, you can make invitations to your own offer, or you can make invitations to ours and just invite people to join us inside Sold Out. And every invitation you make is another point on the leaderboard. So we had, I would say, about 70 or more people who signed up through Sold Out just based on that mechanic. And that's just by creating some kind of like affiliate or, you know, advocacy loop. And these loops can show up in all sorts of different ways. It could just be as simple as asking people for referrals. So simple, but almost no one does this, right? So having these engines in your business that reduce your reliance on constantly feeding the top of your funnel yourself with something like paid traffic or just more and more and more content, this starts to create a lighter lift in business. So your business starts working for you. You have those ongoing long-term client relationships, which means you don't have to spend as much time up here and energy bringing new people into your world. And you turn those people into your affiliates and advocates for your business, which allows your business to grow with far less of your effort and your energy. So these five pillars, visibility, nurture, conversion, delivery, and continuity, are the foundation of success in business. They are the difference between a business that feels easy, that feels like it's a joy to run, that feels like it's profitable, and that's consistently bringing in more and more revenue, versus one that feels like it's really challenging and like an uphill battle. And when an entrepreneur comes to me and they're like, Jason, I'm not growing, I feel stuck, or things aren't really moving, or I just want to grow faster, or, you know, I'm not attracting the clients that I want, I come back to this as a core strategic foundation. And my question for them typically is some version of which of these pillars is missing or under leveraged, or we're not fully taking advantage of. Which of these five pillars needs the most attention in your business right now? That's the question I would leave you with. And, you know, here's the thing. There's a lot here. This is a lot to take in. And it's useful to be able to actually visualize this and see, like, okay, I can see like where I might be missing and where the gap is. The question after that is, what do you actually do with that? Because there's 10,000 moving pieces here, right? And there's 10,000 things that you could dial in and put into place in each of these areas. And my hope is this reduces some overwhelm for you, but it also potentially creates some more, because the question now becomes, what do you do with this? How do you actually apply this to your business? What do you actually do next? This is the work that I do with entrepreneurs inside my long-term mentorship containers, the collective mastermind through one-to-one, where we're actually diving deep into the business together, looking at each of these five pillars in your business, dialing these in as a team so you can get detailed strategic support on what needs to shift to bring more revenue, clients, and income in the door. And I'm also working with you on the internal side of things, because typically the things that hold entrepreneurs back when it comes to these pillars, if we go even deeper, it's, man, you know I need to switch from one-to-one to one-to-many, but I feel terrified to do it. Or I feel really blocked when it comes to showing up and being myself on social media, so I don't show up and I don't do it enough. Or I know I need to sell and invite people into my offers, but I feel resistance around sales and it just feels pushy, so I don't do it. Those are not strategic blocks, they're internal blocks. Both of these things are incredibly important. And when you've got the right strategy in place, you've got clarity on exactly what to shift in these areas in your business, as well as there are no internal blocks that are holding you back from really doing it, that's when your business takes off like a rocket. And I'd love to open that conversation with you if that's something you want to explore together and talk through how I might be able to support you in the next chapter of your business growth. There's a link down below this video to an application page where you can learn more about what it looks like to work together and submit an application to open up that conversation if it feels aligned. Either way, I hope you found this helpful today. I cannot wait to share more with you. We've got more planned on this YouTube channel to come, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So which of these five pillars needs the most focus in your business right now? I'll leave you with that. Reflect on that this week, and I'll see you in the next video.